The Bible says we reap what we sow.
Right.
So I'm standing there preaching, and I got that big, tall sign. Okay. Okay, right. Got my big, tall sign on there. This woman comes walking right up to me with a beer, kicks my sign.
I saw it.
My sign goes falling. It bounces. And I'm thinking, there's people all over. I try to grab my sign. The back of the stick comes up. Bam. Nails are in the back of the head because it bounced and it came up. Well, I wouldn't say it's beautiful, but I didn't do it. So I went over, I made a video with the police officer. I said, I want you to know that if she tries to file a report, she kicked my sign, it bounced and hit her in the back of the head. So the answer is no, I don't strike people. You could attack me right now and I ain't gonna strike you. I know. You're a big guy, but what I might do is I might bear hug you to the ground and which is just land right. So Jesus said, now if I saw somebody beating somebody up,
right,
I would go and help my neighbor. Now, I don't think I would, like, beat somebody to death with my stick, but what I might do is jam my stick between them and pry that guy up and get between them and do what I could to love my neighbor.
Okay.
So I don't believe in outright violence, but I also don't believe in standing there going, oh, doing nothing.
Okay.
I'd go sacrifice my life for my neighbor. Okay. Isn't that loving your neighbor?
That is.
Yeah. So you saw that.
I did.
You did.
Yes.
But you didn't. Did you see her kick my sign?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
I saw her kick your sign.
I should get your name.
I didn't have a problem with you doing that. Whatever happened to her, that was on her.
Oh, no, I didn't do nothing. Like I said, I was grabbing my sign.
No, but I was just asking, what does it say about her?
Yeah, no, I didn't strike. No, my sign hit her. I tried to grab it because it's a big sign. Now it's going to fly and hit somebody else.
Okay.
And they're going to go, you hit me with your sign, and I'm trying to grab my sign. And that back end of that stick came up. And she rubbed her head, and she took off because I think she knew she was in the wrong.
What she needed.
Huh?
I believe she needs.
Well, I don't know. I hope she learns a lesson.
Like you. You reap what you sow.
You do.
For Trey Robinson, you should receive.
Yes, yes. And sometimes we got to take our lumps. I got beat up at a church about 5-6 months ago by 2 security guards on public sidewalk from the church. So sometimes you got to take your lumps, as they say,
yeah,
for Christ.
You didn't deserve it, but she
did. I didn't deserve it. No, I was just preaching. They got mad at me. See all these wicked people? Going by? Now, none of them threaten me or want to beat me up, right? You know who always wants to threaten me and beat me up? The religious people.
Always.
We preach
the
last...
They are the most violent people in the world.
Well, the false religious people. We preach the last 2 Super Bowls, Miami and Fort Lauderdale. Huh? Tampa. We preached the last 2 ones. And man, there was gangbangers and prostitutes and I think drug dealers. There's everybody. And they were like thanking us, going, you know what? You're right. If we don't repent, we're going to hell.
Right.
When I go to a religious event, like a Christian music festival.
They are the most violent and most
wicked, false converts. Yeah. Don't ever judge Jesus and the Word of God by those false religious people.
Okay.
Don't do that. Go into the scriptures, judge by the scriptures. Roman Catholics, Baptists, Lutheran, Methodists, all these are made of man. These are all systems of man. I don't promote that.
Okay.
I promote the gospel of Jesus, and if you go on my website, you'll see that path to eternal life, how to seek after God. You have to repent and come out of this culture. You can't follow this culture and follow Jesus. He's coming to judge all this.
But I am still a fan of football.
Yeah. Jesus said you got to lose everything to follow him.
But I don't worship.
Yeah, but it's violent. And God hates those that love violence. It's idolatrous.
But the world is violent.
But we don't go and follow it. We don't go and partake of it.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't. I don't. Here's the thing. In the book of Galatians.
He delivers you in the midst of it.
No. No, here in the book of Galatians it says.
Are you not in the midst of it?
No, I'm not in the midst of it. I don't partake of it.
But you're in the midst of it.
Oh, no. Jesus was with sinners and never sinned. He was preaching to them.
I said, but you are
yeah.
in the midst of it.
But if you go and partake of it, you're directly putting yourself there. In Galatians, you know what it says? We're supposed to be instruments of righteousness. There's nothing right about that for God. So just remember that, okay? What's your name?
My name is Ryan.
Ryan? Jim, it's my wife, Debbie. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure talking to you, too.
You got my contact info on my card. If I can ever help you, go deep. You got to repent. You got to be born again. You got to trust in Christ. You got to come out of the world. You got to leave football and that culture behind because Jesus is coming to destroy it.
Because I never know where he's
going. He's coming to destroy all that. You don't want to be on the wrong side of his judgment.
I may be a tool.
Huh?
I may be a tool.
No, you can't be in there and be a tool of God. He calls us to be holy. Test yourself.